প্রিয় ভাই ও ভিন নমো বুধায় জয় ভীম। So thank you very much indeed, Amoga City, for your very generous, perhaps too generous, introduction. Yes, when I look back at my contribution in India, I feel quite a bit of satisfaction.
जब भी मैं अपने भारतीय आंदोलन के योगदान के बारे में पीछे मुड़कर देखता हूँ तो मुझे काफी समाधान महसूस होता
है। I do feel some shame as well.
कभी कभी मुझे कुछ शर्म महसूस होती है।
Because I've made plenty of mistakes.
क्योंकि मैंने भी काफी सारे गलतियां की हैं।
Well, we all make mistakes.
अब निश्चित रूप से हम सब लोग गलतियां करते हैं।
But yes, I do feel some satisfaction.
लेकिन मुझे कुछ समाधान भी मिलता है।
But I know that I've only made a contribution in combination with others.
लेकिन मुझे पता है कि जो भी मैंने योगदान करने की कोशिश की है अन्य लोगों के सहकार्य से ही किया है।
And I'm sure that without me, things would have gone forward just as well.
और
With Mart, without me, things would have gone forward just as well.
मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि मेरे साथ बगैर भी शायद यह काम आगे बढ़ जाता।
This is the important thing about our sangha.
और यही महत्वपूर्ण बात है हमारे संघ के बारे में।
None of us are indispensable.
हम में से कोई भी व्यक्ति निरुपयोगी नहीं है।
For instance, I remember that time when we were under such terrible attack.
मुझे अभी भी याद है जब हम गहरे आघात में थे।
Yes, I certainly played my part.
निश्चित रूप से मैंने मेरा योगदान किया।
But many others did far more than me.
लेकिन और लोगों ने भी काफी योगदान किया।
I remember the burden that Lokamitra had to carry at that time.
मुझे अच्छी तरह पता है कि लोकमित्र जी के सर पे कितना बड़ा यानी भारी बोझ था।
And I was well aware of what a strain it was for him.
और मैं इसके बारे में सजग हूँ कि कितना तनाव उन पे रहा होगा।
And others, well, such as Chandrabodhi and Chandrashil and many many other senior order members had to carry a terrible burden at that time.
और भी जो वरिष्ठ ब्रह्मचारी थे चंद्रबोधि चंद्रशील इनके जैसे
विवेकरत्न
उनके ऊपर भी काफी तनाव था।
And I could go back to England.
और मैं इंग्लैंड वापस जा सकता था।
But they had to remain here.
लेकिन उन लोगों को यही पे रहना था।
So yes, I know I played my part, but it was only a part, along with others who played perhaps a bigger part than me.
मुझे यह पता है कि मैंने मेरा योगदान किया, लेकिन वो मेरा केवल एक हिस्सा था, और लोगों ने भी अपना योगदान यहाँ किया।
And that's very important for us all to realize.
हम सब लोगों को यह जानना बेहद जरूरी है।
I think in India there's too much of a tendency to say, without Dhammachari X. We're all finished.
भारत में यह बहुत स्वाभाविक मानसिकता है कि जो भी धर्मचारी हो एक्स धर्मचारी इनके बगैर शायद ये होता ही नहीं सब कुछ बर्बाद हो जाता।
Or Dhammacharini Y, without her, we're finished.
या धर्मचारिणी Y है इसके बगैर कुछ नहीं होता।
But no, there's Dhammachari and Dhammacharini A, B, C, D, E, and so on.
लेकिन ऐसा कुछ नहीं है वे सब लोग धर्मचारी धर्मचारिणी ABCD जेड तक।
So yes, I think the strength of our order is in our collective practice together.
तो हमारे संघ की शक्ति जो है वह हमारे सामूहिक आचरण में समाई हुई है।
So while I'm pleased on the whole with my own contribution, I don't overestimate it.
इसलिए जब कभी भी मैं अपने योगदान के बारे में सोचता हूँ तो उसको बढ़ोतरी नहीं मैं मानता हूँ हमारे सामूहिक प्रयासों को मैं देखता हूँ।
And I'm well aware that others have contributed as much and if not more than I have.
और मुझे इस बारे में भी ज्ञात है कि और लोगों ने भी शायद मुझसे भी ज्यादा योगदान किया है।
But now to my subject.
लेकिन अभी मैं अपने विषय के ओर मुड़ूंगा।
So I was thinking, what is it that unites our order?
तो मैं उसके बारे में सोच रहा था कि कौन सी ऐसी चीज है जो अपने संघ को एकत्रित करती है।
What is it that turns our order from a group into a spiritual community? What is it that turns our order from a group into a spiritual community?
कौन सी बात है जो इसमें अंतर करती है एक समूह से और आध्यात्मिक समूहों में?
Yes, so well, when you go around the movement, what is the common characteristic?
अगर हम अपने आंदोलन में इधर उधर जाते हैं तो कौन से स्वाभाविक लक्षण हैं?
Well, I must say, when I go around the movement, I wonder sometimes whether the common characteristic, what unites us, is gossip.
क्या मैंने देखा जब कभी मैं अपने आंदोलन में इधर उधर जाता हूँ तो क्या कहते हैं?
Good.
चुगली
गुड नहीं
कुछ
गुड
गॉसिप
गॉसिप एकदम हिंदी शब्द है यस सो दिस गॉसिप दैट यूनाइट्स अस
तो वो जो गॉसिप है वो हमको इकट्ठा करती है
Complaining, that unites us. Finding fault with each other, that unites us. When order members come together, this is often what they do. So that must be what unites us, I suppose. Because we're gossiping about each other. We're complaining about each other. We're finding fault with each other. Well, honestly, this is, if you go around, this is quite a common thing. But of course it doesn't unite us. In fact, it divides us, it spreads us. What unites us is a common spiritual vision.
जो हमें इकट्ठा जोड़ती है वह यह बात है कि हमारा सामूहिक धार्मिक दृष्टिकोण
When we're really united, it's because we share that common vision.
हम सब लोगों को हमारा जो सामूहिक धार्मिक दृष्टिकोण है वह एकत्रित रखता है.
That vision comes to us through our teachers.
और यह जो दृष्टि है यह हमारे गुरु से हमें मिलती है.
It comes from Bhante Sangharakshita. It comes from Dr. Babasaheb
Ambedkar.
Ultimately, it comes from the Buddha. The vision that unites us comes from him. It doesn't just come from him, it is him.
यह केवल उससे आती है ऐसा ही नहीं है सही मायने में देखा जाए तो दृष्टि ही स्वयं बुद्ध
है The Buddha is our common vision.
बुद्ध ही हमारे सामान्य दृष्टि है
He's not just our teacher, he's the goal of our spiritual lives.
वे हमारे केवल गुरु ही नहीं है तो बुद्ध हमारे आदर्श है ध्येय है
We're trying to become like him.
हम यह कोशिश करते हैं कि हम बुद्ध के जैसा बने
We're trying to realize what he realized. So let's just spend a little while remembering, recalling what it was that he realized. I've been very, very fortunate to have spent 2 weeks quite recently at Bodh Gaya.
मैं अपने आप को कुछ नसीब समझता हूँ कि कुछ दो सप्ताह अभी अभी मैंने बोध गया में बिताया
well, with a few of you.
आप में से कुछ लोग मेरे साथ वहाँ थे
Dhanavajra was there, Amoga City was there.
Amoga City थे, Dhanavajra थे.
Shri Mala was there.
Shri Mala वहाँ पे थे.
There were one or two others there. Where are they?
कुछ लोग वहाँ पे थे.
And we had a wonderful time under the Bodhi tree.
अप्रतिम समय
And when you're at Bodh Gaya, you remember very, very clearly what happened. The Buddha sat under that tree. when there was no temple there, of course.
निश्चित रूप से वहाँ कोई भी विहार नहीं था.
It was just in the middle of the jungle.
यह बिल्कुल उस जंगल का मध्य भाग था.
Just sat there under that tree.
उस बोधि वृक्ष के नीचे वे बैठे.
And he became free.
और वे मुक्त.
He was free from all inner disturbance.
आंतरिक जो disturbance से उनसे वह मुक्त हुए.
Or free from all klesha. Free from all inner suffering. Free from all mental limitation. There was nothing that he couldn't understand about life. Everything was clear to him.
हर बात, हर चीज उनके लिए साफ थी, स्पष्ट थी.
There was nothing that was a barrier between him and other living things.
ऐसी कोई भी यानी रुकावट उनके बीच नहीं थी जो अन्य सजीवों में और स्वयं बुद्ध में हो.
His life was completely open to their life.
उनका जो जीवन था, उनके जीवन के लिए समुचय खुला था.
He was free because he'd seen the true nature of things.
वे ये सब कर पाए क्योंकि उन्होंने सत्य का वास्तविक दर्शन किया.
He'd seen that everything is impermanent.
उन्होंने देखा कि हर चीज अनित्य है.
Everything arises in dependence on conditions, passes away when those conditions fade.
हर चीज जो है परिस्थिति सापेक्ष है, उसी से ही वह उत्पन्न होती है और चली जाती है.
And this recognition meant that he ceased to see things in fixed terms. He ceased to see things in fixed terms.
और उन्होंने चीजें नित्य हैं ऐसा देखना छोड़ दिया. कोई भी चीज हमेशा की है ऐसा देखना उन्होंने छोड़ दिया.
He saw that our human minds, they break things up, they divide things up.
उन्होंने देखा कि मानवीय मन जो है वह चीजों को तोड़ता है, आगे आगे बढ़ता है.
They think there's a barrier between here and there.
वे ऐसा सोचते हैं कि यहाँ पे कोई रुकावट है, इसमें कोई अड़चन जिसे हम कहते हैं वो है.
That's the way our minds work.
इस तरीके से ही हमारा मन कार्य करता है.
They separate this from that.
हम इसको अन्य चीजों से अंतर करते हैं.
But actually, where do I end and Maitreya Nagarjuna begin?
लेकिन कहाँ मेरी समाप्ति होती है और कहाँ मैत्रेय नागार्जुन की उत्पत्ति होती है?
Even as we're standing here together, the air between us is passing.
भले हम यहाँ खड़े हैं, लेकिन हम में से जो वायु है या जो हवा है वह बह रही है.
I'm probably giving him my cold.
हो सकता है मेरी सर्दी में मैत्रेय नागार्जुन को दे रहा
हूँ. Maybe some subtle mental vibration is passing between us. He and I, we work together a lot. And so that when we're working together, there's some sort of vibration between us.
तो जब कभी भी हम दोनों इकट्ठा काम करते हैं, तो ऐसे कुछ मानसिक तरंग हमने होते हैं.
So it's not possible to draw a line and say this side is Subhuti, that side is Maitreya Nagarjuna.
तो यह काफी मुश्किल है ऐसी कोई रेखा खींचना जिससे हम लोग विभाजित हो कि इधर सुबुति है और इधर मैत्रेय नागार्जुन.
So the Buddha has broken through that sort of distinguishing, cutting off sort of mind.
तो इस तरीके से जो विभाजित मन है या मानसिकता है उससे बुद्ध ने अपने आप को मुक्त किया.
He sees everything as a flow.
वह हर चीज को एक प्रवाह के जैसा देखते हैं.
Everything moves in and out of everything else.
हर चीज जो है वह प्रवाह में स्वरूप बैठी है.
He has what's called the animitta samadhi.
उसे वह कहते हैं animitta samadhi.
The animitta samadhi doesn't break things up, doesn't chop things up.
Animitta samadhi जो है वह चीजों को तोड़ती नहीं है, विभाजित नहीं करती है, एक निरंतर प्रवाह जैसे बहती है.
It sees everything as a flow of interconnected processes.
आंतरिक जो गतिविधियां हैं उस गतिविधियों के प्रवाह के जैसे वह उन चीजों को देखती है.
And that means, of course, that you don't seize on to something.
इसका अर्थ यह नहीं होता कि हम कहीं पकड़ में आते हैं या फिक्स हो जाते हैं.
Mine.
यह मेरा है.
Maitreya Nagarjuna. Everybody on that side of the room is with him. Everybody on this side of the room is with me. The Buddha just sees everything as flowing in and out of everything else. Then the Buddha sees everything as anatman. He sees there's no fixed essence to anything. No pakka sar. Yeah, exactly. Everything is free, is flowing. Even during this talk already, changes have taken place. Even now, we are changing. Even as we speak, life is flowing on. In a certain sense, none of us are the same as we were 10 minutes ago. There's nothing fixed and unchanging in us. The Buddha sees this very clearly. So has the freedom, the shunya freedom. He has the freedom of shunya. He sees that there's nothing to hold anything, to fix anything. So every situation has possibility. Whatever the situation, creativity can arise. So the Buddha is never a slave. He never feels that circumstances hold him. Things cannot hold him. People cannot hold him. People can't put him in a box. His mind isn't in a box. He sees that each of us is not in a box. Even if we put ourselves in the box, the Buddha doesn't see us like that. He has that freedom. And the Buddha sees that if we hold on to conditioned things, we will suffer. If you try to hold on to something that's impermanent, it will pass away. And if it passes away, you will feel loss. So the Buddha doesn't hold on anymore. He sees there's nothing to cling to. So he just lets go. He realizes that his happiness lies in letting go. So there's a tremendous relief he feels. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't attach to anything. He doesn't have a desire for anything. He feels the pranihita samadhi. The directionless samadhi. You know, a lot of the time, one's own mind is pushed in a certain direction. I want this, I don't want that. That's the way our minds are constantly pushing, driven. But the Buddha is completely at ease. Internally, he feels no push or pull. He doesn't want to go in any particular direction. I remember a wonderful description that Bhante gave of one of his teachers. That was the Nyingma teacher. Dujom Rinpoche, yeah. He met Dujom Rinpoche in Kalimpong. It was the first time he'd seen him. And Dujom Rinpoche was doing the Bhumi Puja for a new mandir, a new vihara. And he said he was quite a small figure. And wearing that Tibetan chubba. Chubba, just a dress. Yeah. And at one point in the ceremony, he stood completely still. And Bhante said that there was something extraordinary about that stillness. It wasn't just a stillness of the body. He said it was the stillness of a mind that was completely at peace with itself. Not just completely at peace with itself, but completely at peace with the world. He said it was just like the ocean. You know, right on the surface of the ocean, you see all the waves. But deep, deep down in the ocean, there's complete stillness. So Bhante said he saw that Dujom Rinpoche was in that deep, deep stillness. And this is perhaps the Pranihita Samadhi. That deep, deep peace. I must say, this is the quality of enlightenment at the moment I long for. To be free from all that inner turbulence, all that inner drive. Just how wonderful it would be to be, have that sort of peace. Not just for oneself, but how wonderful for others too. So, yes, the Buddha had that sort of freedom. He discovered that freedom. As far as we know, he was the first person in history to have realized that freedom. He was completely free from all self-attachment. No Atman, so nothing to be attached to. Complete peace, nothing to be driven for. But it wasn't just the peace of self. The Buddha felt a deep, sympathy with others. His peace could include our disturbance. He could be open to that. He wasn't disturbed by our disturbance. But he felt compassion for us. And he dedicated his life to bringing us to the freedom that he had realized. When you read the scriptures, you see him just dedicating himself to that work. Because he did that, we are here now. I, an Englishman, are with you, Indians. We are all together. From all parts of India, we're here together. Because the Buddha discovered that freedom and shared it with us. We're here because we want to gain that freedom for ourselves. And not only do we want it for ourselves, we want to share it with others. We want to become like the Buddha, but we want to help others become like the Buddha. Then everybody will live in peace and harmony. Liberty, equality and fraternity will really come. This is the vision that unites us. And that vision comes from the Buddha. That vision is the Buddha. So I'm saying that we are all united by that vision. Well, how do I know? You know, some of you I've never met before. Some of you I've never seen before. But I know you're united by this vision with me. How do I know? You've got the case around your neck. Well, even if you haven't got your kesar on, like Chandrashil and Lokamitra, I know you've got one. They're united in not having their kesars on. But I've seen them wear their kesars. Oh, there's Dhammarati without a kesar too. Obviously you have to be a... Oh, Sri Mala hasn't got her. Oh, Karunamaya. Anyway, I've seen them all with a kesar. Oh, good, somebody's putting a kesar on. I'm not going to be... Very good. Now I'm sure about you. So yes, I know that you all share this vision of, with me because you're members of Sri Ratna Bauda Sangha. Hey, Sangha. Sangha. Or will be soon. So, I've just seen this. Somebody in the audience who will be soon. So, yes, we've all been ordained. When you're ordained, your going for refuge to the three jewels is witnessed by your preceptors.
So,
So what are they looking for in you? Well, they're looking to see that you really are going for refuge to the three jewels. In other words, they're looking to see whether you share that vision with them. And, well, you all do share that vision, therefore. Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha are the three jewels. But it's from the Buddha that comes the Dhamma and the Sangha. If there was no Buddha, we wouldn't know the Dhamma, we wouldn't have a Sangha. So you could say in a way that the Buddha is the foremost jewel. It's the yellow jewel, the gold jewel at the top. So yes, it's really the Buddha that is the center of our vision. So yes, we share the vision of the Buddha. But who is the Buddha? Who is the Buddha for us, each of us? We've never seen him, not in this life at least. We've got no video of him. No photograph. We don't have a tape recording of his speeches. But he's still there in our minds. It's quite strange in a way. I feel I know the Buddha in a certain sense as well as I know anybody. I know the Buddha in a certain sense as well as I know anybody. He's definitely alive for me. And I know that's the case for you. Otherwise you wouldn't be an order member. You can't go for refuge to something that hasn't got life. You can't go for refuge to something that's just flat, boring, dead. So the Buddha must have some real presence in your life. That's what we've been doing in the morning meditation exercise. I'd be very interested to hear what you were finding in your mind. But I'm almost sure that most of you will have had some immediate response. And if you didn't, it's probably because you're not quite clear what you're trying to do. The Buddha is there in every one of our hearts. Otherwise, we shouldn't be here in the order. And I'm sure that he is there. It's the fact that he's in our hearts that unites us. Now, we don't know the Buddha through our physical senses. We know the Buddha doesn't look like these figures on the shrine here. Whatever image you see, it's not the Buddha. But we know we can't see him. We don't see him with our physical senses. You have to oil the engine occasionally. So, yes, how do we know the Buddha? He's there in our hearts. How do we know him? Not with our physical senses. So it's something else. It's what we could call imagination. Now, kalpana, I know that in Hindi and Marathi and so on, doesn't have a very big meaning. You sort of say, oh, it's just imagination. It's just something made up. Just something invented. Something unreal. But it means something much more than that. I'm quite interested to notice that it's a quite common girl's name. I know a number of girls called Kalpana. I think there were some here even. But that doesn't mean that they don't really exist. And when you call your girl Kalpana, it doesn't mean you're just something invented. You mean something wonderful. Something very bright, something very imaginative. Well, that's who we are. So it's a very beautiful name. So maybe we should think of what we mean when we call our daughters Kalpana. Kalpana, imagination, is an important faculty of the mind. Yeah, we know that we've got the sight indriya. Yeah, we've got the sense of smell. We've got the rational faculty. So we've got the faculty of imagination. That faculty can see deep spiritual truth. We can see the Buddha with imagination. It's such an important quality in life. Bhante Sangharakshita has been talking a lot about imagination recently. At the recent European Order Weekend last August, he said how important this is. He said that without this, life is just dead and flat and boring. So that this faculty gives life its richness, its depth, its vision. Without it, life is dead, flat, boring. It's just self-oriented. It's just oriented to self, life.
जो जीवन है वह केवल आत्मकेंद्रित हो जाता है, एक तरीके से स्वार्थी हो जाता है.
What happens if life is like that?
क्या होगा अगर जीवन ऐसा होगा?
We find some way of entertaining ourselves.
कुछ लोग ऐसे मार्ग ढूंढते रहते हैं जो हमें मनोरंजन करते हैं.
What do we do?
हम क्या करते हैं?
Gossip.
हम गॉसिप करते हैं मनोरंजन के लिए.
We complain.
हम तकरार करते हैं एक दूसरे से.
We find fault with each other.
और एक दूसरे में हम दोष ढूंढते हैं.
When we lose imagination, we fall into unskillful habits.
अगर हम इस तरीके की कल्पना शक्ति खो देते हैं तो अकुशल कर्म हमारे बढ़ते हैं.
It's imagination that lifts us out of our ordinary selfish lives.
तो कल्पना शक्ति जो है वह हमारे सामान्य और स्वार्थी जीवन से ऊंचा उठाती है.
It takes us into something far brighter.
यह हमें और कहीं ले जाती है जो काफी तेजस्वी है.
Something much more brilliant.
तो ऐसी बात जो बहुत प्रभावी है.
There's something very, very brilliantly coloured. Something much more attractive, much more fascinating. It carries us beyond our ordinary, limited, narrow self.
तो हमारा जो संकुचित और जो बना हुआ जो जीवन है उसके परे हमें कहीं तो भी विस्तारित रूप से यह ले जाती है.
We've got within us this capacity to see beyond our present situation.
यह हमें बहुत क्षमताएं देती है कि हमारा जो संकुचित जीवन है उसके परे हम देख
पाए. Great human beings have this quality to a very high degree.
तो यह जो अप्रतिम मानव प्राणी है उसमें यह उच्च कोटि की शक्ति है.
Look at Baba Saheb.
अब आप बाबा साहब का उदाहरण लीजिए.
Look what where he came from.
अब देखिए वो कहां से आते हैं.
Well, look what he could expect from life.
अब वो देखिए क्या अपने जीवन से वो पा सकते थे, अपने आप से क्या अपेक्षाएं वो कर सकते थे.
Great imagination.
लेकिन देखिए कि उनकी कल्पना शक्ति बहुत महान.
He could think of an India in which there was liberty, equality, and fraternity. That wasn't what he experienced every day. But he could see it with his imagination. Because he could see it so clearly, because he imagined it so clearly, he worked tirelessly throughout his life for it.
बहुत ही स्पष्टता से अपने जीवन से वह यह कल्पना कर पाते थे, इसलिए बिना थके निरंतर उन्होंने यह कार्य किया.
Look at Bhante Sangrakshita.
अब Bhante Sangrakshita की बात देखिए.
He went to London. He had nothing.
जब
When he went to London, he had nothing.
जब वो वापस लंदन वापस लौटे तो पास कुछ नहीं.
There was no real Buddhist movement.
एक तरीके से वहाँ कोई भी बौद्ध आंदोलन नहीं था.
People have very strange ideas about Buddhism.
लोगों में बौद्ध धर्म के बारे में काफी विचित्र धारणाएं थी.
Some of us who were at that time, we had some very strange ideas about Buddhism.
हम में से ऐसे कुछ लोग हैं जो बौद्ध धर्म की विचित्र धारणाएं हमें रखते थे.
Didn't we, Asvajit? We had some very strange ideas. But Bhante had a vision.
लेकिन Bhante के पास दृष्टि थी.
He had a vision of a new Sangha.
उनके पास दृष्टि थी नए संघ.
He had a vision of a new Sangha that could bring the Dhamma to life again in the modern world.
ऐसे संघ की कल्पना उनके मन में थी जो धर्म को अपने जीवन में पुनर्स्थापित करे आधुनिक परिस्थितियों.
I remember with Asvajit, I was in the first center.
मुझे अभी भी याद है अश्वजीत की मेरी मुलाकात सेंटर में पहली बार.
It was like this carpet here where Lokamitra started his classes.
वो इस कारपेट जैसे थे जहाँ मित्र ने अपने वर्ग शुरू किए थे.
And so Bhante, from that he's brought about this worldwide Buddhist sangha.
तो उस छोटे से जगह से Bhante ने एक जागतिक संघ निर्माण किया.
It was his vision that created it.
यह उनके दृष्टि थी जिसका यह आज निर्माण है.
It's because he had a big imagination that he created it.
क्योंकि उनके मन में एक महाकल्पना थी वह यह कर पा.
Well, Lokamitra, he came to England.
अब
to India.
Lokamitra भारत में आए.
And well, he had a center the size of this car. Padmavaja was there, Kudaratna was there, Chandrabodhi was there. And, well, there was nothing. I remember Bhante saying that he thought Lokamitra was a bit mad. But Bhante meant by mad a big imagination. Because there's good madness and bad madness. And Lokamitra was definitely imaginative. He's a bit nervous about what I might say, but it's okay. Aramse. He had a big, big imagination. He saw the 14th of October in Nagpur. He knew what he had to do. Because of that, we're here. Because he had that imagination. This very hallway here in came from Lokamitra's imagination. He's mad. Bugglehead. You know, in the middle of a jungle, tigers, create a big stupa. Stupid. And he had some mad people with him, like Bodhidhamma and others. Created. So this imagination is what's created our whole movement. When there's nothing, you can see something big. And if you're bold enough, if you're strong enough, you can create it. So many of us, in our own ways, have imagination. We've created things out of our imagination. I could even start picking you out. But there are too many of you. It's the imagination that has created our movement. So we need to recognize and develop imagination. I've been talking with Bhante quite a lot about this theme. And he really wants us to put much more into developing imagination. I'm not going to say very much about all the ideas he has. Because time is short. Imagination is infinite, but time is finite.
कल्पना जो है वह
अनंत
है अनंत है लेकिन जो समय है वो हमारे पास कम है
So yes, well, Bhante says we must open up our imaginations in relation to each other.
तो Bhante ऐसा कहते हैं कि हमारी जो कल्पना शक्ति है एक दूसरे के प्रति हमने खोलनी चाहिए
How do we gossip?
अब हम गॉसिप कैसा करते हैं?
How do we complain?
हम कैसे तकरार करते हैं?
How do we find fault?
और हम दूसरे के दोष कैसे ढूंढते हैं?
It's when we've no imagination of the life of the other person.
क्योंकि हम कल्पना करते हैं कि उस व्यक्ति का जीवन कैसा है?
We've stopped seeing them as a person.
हम उनको एक व्यक्ति के रूप में देखना बंद करते हैं.
We just see them as entertainment, as something to scratch our claws on.
और हम ऐसा देखते हैं कि
for us to scratch our claws on. You know, a cat, it has to scratch, otherwise its claws grow too long. So it scratches something just to keep its claws from getting too long.
जो नाखून जो है उसको नाखून को जिंदा रखने के लिए वो अपने नाखूनों को घिसते रहते हैं.
A rat has to chew, otherwise its three teeth grow too long.
जो चूहा जो है उसको अपने दांतों को तेज करना होता है बार बार.
That's what gossip is.
वही gossip है.
It's just rats shortening their teeth. When we complain about others or find fault with others, it's just rats. We're just rats. We don't really imagine the life of the other person. But we don't go beyond ourselves into their life. It's not just with the life of other people. All life is speaking to us. All around us, the jungle is speaking to us. The birds, the tigers, they're all speaking to us. Their life is reaching out to our life. All life is united. With imagination, we can feel that life in the world around us. So Bhante says, open our imaginations to the life in the world around us. This is the basis for Shila. Because we see the life in others, we can't harm them. When we find fault, when we gossip, we've stopped seeing the other person as alive. When our imaginations are open, we sense the life in all life around us. This is what Baba Saheb means by Bandhutva. Bandhutva isn't an idea. It's an imaginative connection with others. And it doesn't just go to other human beings. You could say we can't have Bandhutva with other human beings unless we've got Bandhutva with all life. We can't have Bandhutva with other human beings unless we've got it with all life. Bandhutva, Baba Saheb said, is another word for democracy. Democracy is really an imaginative connection between all citizens. So we need to open our imaginations to the life in the world around us. The imagination of India is imprisoned in caste. It's imprisoned in community. So India needs to be freed, imaginatively freed. That was Baba Saheb's vision. So this is a very important area for us to work on. So the second area that Bhante talks about is art.
तो दूसरा जो क्षेत्र है जो हम तब बात करते हैं वह है कला.
I'm not going to be able to say much about that now.
अब इसके बारे में बहुत ज़्यादा बात करूँगा नहीं.
There's too much to say and too little time.
बहुत सारी चीजें कहने लायक हैं और समय बहुत कम.
But the reason why I'm going on is not because it's not vitally important.
मैं इसलिए इसको विस्तार से नहीं कहता हूँ क्योंकि अभी यहाँ इतना महत्वपूर्ण नहीं है.
But I'm very glad indeed that we're having an arts festival in Nagpur next month.
इसलिए मुझे इस बात से काफी खुशी होती है कि इस तरीके का जो कला महोत्सव है वह नागपुर में अगले महीने है.
We need to open our imaginations through art much, much more.
तो हमारी जो कल्पना शक्ति है उसको कला के माध्यम से और विस्तारित करना चाहिए, बहुत रूप से उसे बढ़ाना चाहिए.
We need to make our lives much more beautiful.
हमारा जो जीवन है उसे हमने सौंदर्यपूर्ण करना चाहिए.
And then our imaginations can expand more and more.
ताकि हमारी जो कल्पना है वह अधिक विशाल हो, विस्तारित हो.
The third area I want to touch on is the most important.
जब अब जब तीसरी बात मैं करने जा रहा हूँ वह बेहद महत्वपूर्ण है.
It's through imagination that we go for refuge to the three jewels.
Kalpana shakti se hi hum triratno ko sharanam karte hain.
Especially it's through imagination we go for refuge to the Buddha.
Nishchit roop se kalpana se hi hum triratno ko hame samarpit karte hain.
We go for refuge to the Buddha because we imagine the Buddha.
हम बुद्ध को शरणागमन करते हैं क्योंकि हम बुद्ध की कल्पना करते हैं.
And our spiritual lives to some extent are the development of our imaginative connection with the Buddha.
तो हमारा जो आध्यात्मिक जीवन है एक प्रकार से अपनी उस कल्पना को बढ़ाना है और बुद्ध के साथ अपना संपर्क स्थापित करना है.
That's what our sadhanas are about.
यही हमारा साधना का अर्थ है.
But we need to feel the presence of the Buddha all the time in our lives.
लेकिन हमें बुद्ध का जो उपस्थिति है हमारे जीवन में हमेशा रहे ऐसा महसूस करने की आवश्यकता है.
The Buddha says, "What you imagine, you become."
बुद्ध ऐसा कहते हैं आप जिसकी कल्पना करते हैं या जो कल्पना करते हैं वैसे आप होते हैं.
So if we imagine the Buddha, we will become like the Buddha.
अगर हम बुद्ध की कल्पना करते हैं तो हम बुद्ध जैसा होंगे.
Of course, some of us visualize different Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Lokamitra mentioned yesterday somebody saying, "Why do you worship a Buddha with four arms?" And that's because some of us do visualize Avalokiteshvara in that way. All these different images and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are really images of the Buddha's own qualities.
जितने भी जो प्रतिमा है बोधिसत्व की वह बुद्ध के ही विभिन्न गुणों का प्रतिनिधित्व करते हैं.
They come out of the Buddha's own experience.
वह बुद्ध के स्वयं या जो उनके अपने अनुभव है उनसे वह आए हुए हैं.
But the Buddha himself is central.
लेकिन बुद्ध अपने आप में एक केंद्र स्थान है.
We need to emphasize this more and more deeply.
हमें इसके ऊपर अधिक गहराई से जोर देने की आवश्यकता है.
When I was speaking with Bhante, he said to me he was very, very glad that most people in India took the Shakyamuni practice at ordination.
जब मैं Bhante जी से बात कर रहा था, तब वे इस बात से काफी खुश हुए कि बहुत सारे लोगों ने भारत में Shakyamuni बुद्ध की साधना की.
So I told this to the public preceptors.
तो मैंने यह जो public preceptor है उनको बताया.
And I saw Karunamaya looking a bit uncomfortable.
और मैंने देखा कि Karunamaya थोड़ी सी अस्वस्थ थी.
And she said, "Well, no. More recently, in Chandrashil, more recently, most people take other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas."
लेकिन अभी Chandrashil वो भी है, यानी बताते हैं कि और भी साधना लोग ले रहे हैं.
So yes, well. I think we need to think about that.
अब इसके बारे में हमें सोचने की आवश्यकता है.
Of course, if you're doing other visualization practice and you're happy with that, keep going.
अगर आप अन्य जो आपकी visualization की जो साधना है, उससे आप समाधानी तो आप उसे करते रहिए.
There's nothing wrong with that.
उसके बारे में कोई भी बात गलत नहीं है.
But we've decided we're going to, from now on, in ordinations, give everybody the Buddha visualization.
तो हमने यह अभी सोचा या निर्णय लिया है कि इसके पश्चात जो भी दीक्षा होगी उसमें हम बुद्ध की विजुअलाइजेशन की जो प्रैक्टिस है वो देंगे.
Maybe later other practices can come.
हो सकता है बाद में और भी दूसरे साधनाएं उसमें आए.
But we want to make sure that people really have a deep image of the Buddha.
लेकिन इस बात से हम विश्वास पूर्ण होने चाहिए या हमें पता रहना चाहिए कि हमारा गहरा संबंध बुद्ध से.
Please don't think this is any criticism of anybody.
अब ये किसी की निश्चित रूप से आलोचना नहीं है.
If you're happy with what you're doing, keep going.
अगर आप उससे खुश हैं जो आप कर रहे हैं.
But from now on, we want people newly ordained to take the Buddha.
लेकिन हम यह चाहेंगे कि अब जो नवदीक्षित जो संघ सदस्य होंगे वह बुद्ध की साधना में.
And I agree very much with Lokamitra. I think we should keep those other Buddhists and Bodhisattvas very, very private.
और मैं इस बात से पूरी तरह सहमत हूँ लोकमित्र जी से कि जो अन्य बोधिसत्वों की हम साधना करते हैं वह अपने आप तक ही निजी रखेंगे.
You may be clear.
हो सकता है आप लोग स्पष्ट हैं.
But many, many people still are oppressed by Hindu culture.
लेकिन अभी भी बहुत सारे जो लोग हैं वह भारतीय हिंदू संस्कृति से उत्पीड़ित हैं.
And it's confusing for them.
और यह उनके लिए समस्या निर्माण करती है.
I remember that in England, one Tibetan a guru wanted people to do the Jesus Christ visualization.
मुझे अभी याद है कि इंग्लैंड में एक गुरु थे वो जीसस क्राइस्ट का इमेजिनेशन या कल्पना उनको दे रहे थे.
And well, that is very, very confusing to people like me.
अब मेरे लिए या मेरे जैसे लोगों के लिए ये काफी संभ्रम में या कंफ्यूज करने वाली बात है.
I left Christianity for definite reasons.
मैंने क्रिश्चियनिटी छोड़ी है किसी कारणों के लिए.
I didn't agree with it. I didn't like it.
क्योंकि मैं उससे सहमत नहीं था. मुझे वह पसंद नहीं था.
So we shouldn't confuse people.
तो हमने लोगों को ऐसा संभ्रम में डालना नहीं चाहिए.
And the Buddha should mainly mean in our public context the Buddha of history.
तो हमने हमारा जो सार्वजनिक जो भाग है बात करने का बुद्ध को ही हमने केंद्र स्थान में रखना चाहिए जो ऐतिहासिक है.
If you've been given another practice, that's okay.
अगर आपको कोई और साधना दी गई है वो ठीक है.
But be very careful where you talk about that, where you show it.
लेकिन आप इसके बारे में सावधानी बरतिए जब आप अन्य लोगों से इसके बारे में बात करते हैं.
It's not helpful.
यह मददशील नहीं.
We're trying to change a huge culture.
हम एक बहुत बड़े संस्कृति को बदलने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं.
And remember what happened to Buddhism 1,000 years ago.
और इस बात को याद रखिए कि हजारों साल पहले बौद्ध धर्म के साथ क्या हुआ.
It compromised with Hinduism.
क्योंकि इसने हिंदू धर्म के साथ समझौता किया.
And who won that battle?
और वो लड़ाई किसने जीती.
Until Baba Sahib in 1956, Hinduism had won.
जब तक बाबा साहब 1956 में नहीं आए तब तक हिंदू धर्म की जीत नहीं.
So let's concentrate on the Buddha of history.
आइए इसके ऊपर हम अपना ध्यान केंद्रित करें जो ऐतिहासिक बुद्ध है.
It won't do us any harm.
अब ये हमें कोई भी हानि नहीं पहुंचाता.
All those qualities that Tara has, that Avalokiteshvara has, that Manjushri has, they're in the Buddha.
इन बोधिसत्वों में जो श्रुति ने अभी लिए वह सभी गुण बुद्ध में मौजूद है.
And we can discover them there.
और यह जो गुण है वह हम बुद्ध में खोज सकते हैं.
We can find those qualities more and more deeply in him.
और यह जो गुण है वह बुद्ध में गहराई से हम देख सकते हैं.
They came out of him.
यह गुण है बुद्ध से ही बाहर आए हैं.
In Buddhist history, those different figures came as ways of exploring the Buddha's own experience.
और बौद्ध इतिहास में हम यह देखते हैं कि बुद्ध के गुणों को अलग अलग प्रतिमाओं में ढाला गया और उसी का ही वह प्रतिनिधित्व करते हैं.
So yes, we're going to focus much more on the historical Buddha.
तो इसलिए हम जो ऐतिहासिक बुद्ध हैं उनके ऊपर हम अपना केंद्रित करते हैं.
So I'm going to take Lokamitra took more time yesterday, so I'm going to take a bit more time. I can't have him doing more than me.
कल लोकमित्र जी ने ज्यादा समय लिया इसलिए मैं भी लूंगा.
So maybe another 10 minutes and then maybe I'll have done longer than him. So yet imagination, what is it?
तो कल्पना क्या है?
It's not just seeing something in your mind's eye.
तो यह केवल वह बात नहीं है जो अपने मन के आंख से हम केवल देखते हैं.
It's using your feeling sense.
ऐसा हम कह सकते हैं कि हमारा जो भावनिक इंद्रिय है उसका हम इस्तेमाल करते हैं.
You can feel the Buddha is there.
आप यह महसूस कर पाते हैं कि बुद्ध वास्तविक वहां है.
So I turn my back on my Trivia Nagarjuna.
अब मेरे तरफ सुबुद्धि जी ने पीठ कर दी.
But I know he's there.
लेकिन वह यह जानते हैं कि मैं इनके पीछे खड़ा हूं.
I can imagine him there.
वो मेरी कल्पना कर सकते हैं कि मैं इनके पीछे खड़ा हूं.
He's still there, isn't he? So we've got a sense of the Buddha being present.
तो इस तरीके का जो भाव है उनके उपस्थिति का हम महसूस करते हैं.
But you might not be able to see anything at all.
लेकिन लेकिन हो सकता है कि हम वास्तविक रूप से ऐसा कुछ भी देख ना पाए.
But you can feel, yes, the Buddha is here.
लेकिन आप यह महसूस करते हैं कि बुद्ध वहाँ है.
You can feel the Buddha somehow in your heart.
आप यह महसूस करते हैं कि आपके हृदय में बुद्ध है.
Maybe you feel those qualities.
हो सकता है आप उस गुणों को महसूस करते हैं.
Almost as if you hear a voice speaking in your mind.
हो सकता है कि ऐसे कोई
So you can feel the presence of the Buddha even though you can't see anything.
हो सकता है आप बुद्ध को वैसा ही महसूस करते हैं भले ही आप उन्हें वास्तविक रूप से देख ना पाए.
I had a very very strong experience of this at Bodh Gaya.
ऐसा बहुत ही प्रबल अनुभव मुझे बोध गया में भी आया.
Just to tell you briefly about that.
मैं बिल्कुल संक्षिप्त में आपको इसके बारे में कहूंगा.
On the last day that we were there, Dharmashala and Srimala and I went down to the Mahabodhi temple.
तो जब मैं पिछली बार बोधगया में था तो धर्मशाली और श्रीमाला के साथ मैं वहां गया.
And Srimala and I found ourselves right beside the Bodhi tree.
और हम बिल्कुल बोधि वृक्ष के बिल्कुल पीछे श्रीमाला और मैं वहां थे.
And I could see through the railings to the Vajrasana.
और वो जो छोटी सी जो खिड़की है वहां से मैं वज्रासन को देख पा रहा था.
And the Vajrasana is just a slab of stone.
अब वज्रासन में से देखा जाए तो केवल सीमेंट का जो एक पतरा है.
Not cement, just stone.
पत्थर का एक बड़ा पत्थर है.
And nothing on it.
और उस पत्थर के ऊपर कुछ नहीं.
But looking through, I had a sense of something there.
लेकिन जब मैं उस खिड़कियों को उस वज्रासन को देख रहा था खिड़कियों से उस वज्रासन को देख रहा था मुझे एक गहरी संवेदना है कि वहां कुछ तो भी है.
I couldn't see anything.
अब मैं वहां कुछ देख नहीं पाया.
Nothing in my mind.
मेरे मन में ऐसा कुछ नहीं था.
But I felt something is there.
लेकिन मैंने ये गहराई से महसूस किया कि वहां कुछ तो भी है.
Something way beyond my understanding.
ऐसी कोई तो भी बात जो मेरे समझ से परे.
Something so wonderful, so majestic, so grand that I just could not understand it. I couldn't comprehend it.
ऐसी कोई बात जो बहुत ही महान है अप्रतिम है जो मेरे समझ से परे है और मैं जिसे समझ नहीं पा रहा.
And the feeling came into my mind, the thought came into my mind, my place is at your feet.
और मेरे मन में यह भाव आया कि मेरी जो जगह है वह आपके चरणों में.
So my imagination sensed the Buddha, but there's no content to it. Nothing, no form to it.
तो बुद्ध की वह कल्पना मेरे मन में आई जिसका कोई सार्वभौम ऐसा कोई रूप नहीं है.
But it was enough to put my head at the Buddha's feet.
और मुझे ऐसा महसूस हुआ कि मैंने मेरा जो सर है वह बुद्ध के चरणों में रखना चाहिए.
That imaginative connection with the Buddha is there for every one of us here.
तो इस तरीके का जो काल्पनिक जो संबंध है वह हम में से हर एक के पास है बुद्ध के.
And the practice is to stay in contact with that and develop that.
और साधना वही है जो इसे निरंतर जीवित रखे और इसको विकसित करे.
The practice is to keep that in our hearts all the time.
साधना वही है जो हमेशा ही हम अपने हृदय में इसे जीवित रखे.
When we do sadhana, we're deliberately trying to see the Buddha.
जब हम साधना करते हैं तो विशेष रूप से हम बुद्ध को देखने की कोशिश करते हैं.
We're deliberately calling the Buddha to our minds.
निश्चित रूप से हम बुद्ध को बुलाते हैं अपने मन में.
We do that in whatever way works for us.
हम अपने अपने तरीके से करते हैं जो हमारे लिए इस तरीके से फायदेमंद है.
So every one of us imagines the Buddha. You all know what I'm talking about. I know that. That's why we have an order. It's why we're not united just by gossip, complaint, and fault finding. When we are imagining the Buddha, we are an order. And yes, that image is there in every one of us. And we need to find and develop that image in our own minds. After the tea break, I'm going to lead you in an exercise of looking at that image in your own mind. And I hope that from that you're going to get a clearer and clearer idea of how we work with that image. But clearly this exercise is of the greatest importance. It's what lifts us above being just ordinary men and women. It's the touch of the Buddha that lifts us. As long as we're in contact with the Buddha, we're something more. And this faculty of imagination is crucial to our spiritual lives. So we need to develop it as much as we can in these three ways. We need to deepen our imaginative connection with other people, with the whole of life. We need to deepen our response to beauty. All of that will help our imaginations to live more fully. And that will help us to connect more and more strongly with the Buddha. The more we do that as individuals, the more we will be a real order. Namo Buddhaya.